What are you doing here all alone, sweetheart?
Nothing.
Well, you could be doing nothing away from the rain as well.
Doing nothing.
You're a positively drenched little one. Well, I don't have a choice, do I? If you insist on sitting out here alone in the rain, then I must hold this umbrella over the two of us.
Why? Such a curious thing you are.
I suppose it's just a remnant from times past. I used to be a knight, you see. Well, a knight swinging bronze revolvers and Gatling guns into battle, the occasional broadsword. I was on the front lines during the Expansionist War 15 years ago. Guess I've still not been able to lose my need. My need to watch out for the lonely bachelor in the rain. Sitting in the shadow of the dark forge, long after the flames have gone up for the day. Do you find the darkness comforting? Do you think the darkness is your ally? Silly boy. Who was it that broke your heart? What happened to you? Are you not going to tell me? Then may I at least sit beside you? I have nowhere else to be. I just ventured out for a walk in the city, feeling strangely empty and unmotivated. Perhaps not entirely different from what you are feeling. No, I have nowhere to be. I was a little bored before I found you. Darling, entertainment is easy to purchase. Entertainment abounds inside the city. Good conversation, however, is dreadfully hard to come by. I suppose in my social circles, everything starts feeling superficial after a while. Like a pretty facade. Pretty, but a pale imitation of what I really want. My dear, what I want is to sit on a bench with a handsome stranger in the rain, watch the water running down the cobblestone lanes, sliding down the brownstone houses and masonry, and those chimneys in the distance continuing to blow wisps of steam into the night sky. What I want is companionship. But that is quite enough about me. Tell me about yourself, my dear. You don't look like anyone I've ever met in the city before. It is a big city, yes. But I have been around for quite a long time. I know just about everyone in this city.
Everyone worth knowing, that is.
I'm a student from a foreign land. How intriguing. And where is your original home, my dear? Huh. I've heard of that place. Haven't quite had the chance to visit yet. It's very, very far away from here. Might I ask why you've come such a long way for your studies? Yes, the Central University of Lenendria is quite famous. And for good reason, I will grant you. But why here? There are good colleges closer to your old home as well. Why venture so far away from familiar waters, my sweet? I see. I'm sorry. No, really, I am. I know what it's like. Losing the things you believed would stay with you forever. I know what it's like to feel as if you're all alone in the world. Stranded in the rain without an umbrella. I know what it's like. I was once in your shoes as well. But that was a very, very long time ago. Yes, things do get better with time. Trust me. And you're wrong on one account. You know? You're not alone. I'm here with you. Aren't I? What is it, my sweet? Do you really find my eyes so fascinating? They weren't red earlier. Poor baby. You must have been so tired. You just failed to notice. My eyes have always been like this. Scarlet, deep, beautiful, hypnotic. Can you please do something for me, dear? It would make me very happy if you said yes. Thank you. You're so sweet. Could you please tilt your head for me? Yes. Just like that. Now I can see the veins in your neck clearly. And it seems you can see my fangs too. No. Then maybe you can feel them. You taste sweet. Not overly so, but just the right amount of sweet. And yet, there's something else. A sharper undercurrent to your blood. Like spice. I can't quite put my finger on it. Or perhaps I should say, my tongue. Shh, it's all right, my dear. You're safe. It's just your rotten luck that you ran into a vampire. Poor darling. No, I was feeling quite
peckish before I met you. You were just sitting here, the scent of your blood beckoning me. And also, just you. Your drenched hair, your eyes staring at the ground, your frame shivering ever so slightly from the cold night air. I wanted to sit beside you, to hold you close, just like this. Far away, in the harbor, the dreadnoughts are talking. And the last merchant vessels of the day are returning to port. Steam engines are cutting through the winding railways in the hills. And the pulse of the city is subdued by the rain, but still vibrant. Echoing. Full of warmth and life. Just like you. Oh, is your neck sensitive? Are you all right, my dear? You can barely sit straight. Just can't seem to get out of my embrace. Poor baby. It seems you're still under my thrall. That might take a while to wear off. I'm so sorry for taking advantage of you like this, pet. But can you really blame me? Your blood is so sweet. So delectable. And you are cute, too. And you really looked like you needed some company. Darling, may I ask you something? Would you like to come home with me? I would take good care of you. You know, you'd never have to be lonely again. Never have to sit alone in the rain again. It's like I said, I want companionship too. Darling. Suppose I should have held back a bit. Oh well. Miranda, will you carry him to my carriage? Thank you so much. Oh, pet, don't worry. This is just my maid, Miranda. She's a vampire too, but very young. Only about a century old. Give or take a few decades. She'll help you to my carriage. Please do not resist. You know why I'm doing this, my dear. It's because of you. In all my years as Countess of this city, I have never quite felt this... this connection. Not with mortals, not with one of my kind. But bonds between a vampire and a human are etched in blood, softened with enchantments, and yet, this feeling. I thought I was too old for this. What is it about you, my sweet? Thank you, Miranda. I've got it from here.
A new pet? I'm not sure. I don't know what to call him. But I do want to help him. Because he's sweet and pretty. And it seems he won't let go of my heart. Mischievous little thing. Let's take him home, Miranda. You're going to be just fine, dear one. You can just lay your head on my lap and drift off to sleep. All right? I promise to watch over you. It's the least I can do. After you were so kind to share your blood with me. You know, you remind me of a tiny bat. So fond of the soft embrace of shadows. Quiet, gentle, curious, but chirping sweetly for anyone who gains your trust. Do not worry, my little bat. Everything is going to be just fine now. You're with me, and I take care of my possessions. Guess you aren't so thrilled about your new nickname.
Good. My little bat, it is.
I didn't lie to you, you know. I used to be a knight. A vampire knight. Purely by choice. Before I became countess. Seems I still haven't lost my need to watch out for the little guy. These eyes of mine see more than you might imagine. I can tell you're going through a lot right now. Carrying a burden you can't seem to get rid of. And I can't just turn a blind eye. You know? This is my city. And you're living here, right now. Which means you are subject to my whims. And I don't want you to be sad. I'm going to take you under my wing, little one. I've decided I'm going to keep you. No, you do not get a say in the matter, I'm afraid. But you want to know something you do get? Lots and lots of cuddles. Come to me, sweet. Let me hold you. Shh. You're safe now. The rain can't get to you. Close your eyes, my dear. I've got you. Don't you worry. When you wake up, things will become clear. But for now, the world is asleep. The world is nothing more than rain. And silence, and blurry, hazy lights. Nothing more than us. Sweet dreams, my little.